Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. This is Bishop Berrien. Thank you so much for opening up this email, and I am so excited. Some amazing things are happening. I am back from the mountains of Ghana, and then I went right to the mountains here in Georgia, praying for you, interceding for you. And I just hear God saying that between now and the end of this year of December, God says three major miracles are going to open up for you. You're going to see the hand of the Lord. For the Lord says, I am your shepherd. I shall lead you and I shall guide you and I shall be with you. Beloved, I want you to begin to respond and let nothing stop you. Let nothing put fear in you. You must use your willpower to say yes, yes. Will you say yes to God in this season? I have asked God to give me something that I knew that couldn't miss, something that would bless you. As you're reading this email, the Lord is moving even right now, and there was something that is being removed. I brought some stones back from the mountains of Ghana. Now, why the stone? I saw an evil demonic stone by the devil trying to stop you, block you, and hinder your path. You can't see it in the natural, but in the realm of the spirit, it's a big stone. And every turn, everywhere you've been trying to go, he's been trying to block you. If not you, a loved one. I brought back some very special stones from the mountain of Ghana, and I want to get one into your hands. Now, the Bible declares in the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verses 18 through 22. We understand that Jacob is in the midst that he's still going through something with his brother Esau, who is chasing him because the father has blessed him. And now he has left the house of his father-in-law, and he goes to sleep, and he puts a rock up under his head as a pillow, and he has dreams of angels ascending. I want to send you a special stone with some instructions, with a prophetic word on the stone just for you. I will also send you some oil that I need you to bless the stone with. This stone will represent the Esau's that is pursuing you, because God is going to favor you. It shall represent a Goliath that will try to taunt you, a Goliath that will try to kill your blessings, kill your destiny. It will represent a covenant between you and God. As I send you these special sacred prayers along with this holy oil, you're going to anoint the stone and set up a memorial. This will be a covenant between you and God. I want you to read Genesis 28, verses 18 through verse 22. And you're making a vow, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Surely you will eat the good of the land. Surely God will change your raiment. Surely, as you pour oil on that stone, something miraculous is going to happen for you. It shall be a covenantal act, a vow between you and God, and your stone shall cause your house to be the house of God. Bethel, Bethel, you will have dreams, you will have visions, you will have angelic visitations. I want you to move in faith, let nothing stop you. I don't have a lot, I have a limited amount that I brought back, because there's so many that I can bring on the plane or put in my luggage because of the weight. I know that you are one of them, and I must get you this powerful stone with a prophetic word on it, and along with this holy oil that I brought back from the mountains of Ghana. I know that it's going to bless you. No stone will stop you. No Goliath, no Esau that is trying to chase you and kill you, because God has anointed you and blessed you. I want you to click on the link and get your miracle seed in the ground. Let not your heart be troubled, for the Lord says, I will slay your enemies and I will give you strength. No matter what threat, no matter what plot, no matter what plan by the enemy, God will stop it with this stone, because you're making a covenant, a vow between you and God. Now click on the link, beloved. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. As you're releasing the seed, you're helping me spread the gospel. I have books that I'm writing that I need to get out to believers as I'm preparing to be traveling back again out of the country within the next month and a half. I want to thank you, beloved. I want to thank you for your support. God says to you this day that I will fight your pharaohs. I will fight those that will seek to destroy you. This stone shall knock the enemy out. Now click on the link and get your miracle seed in the ground. God bless you, beloved.
We have loved you in times when we have not. He is our provider, and his mercy never stands. Like a shepherd, he leads us. Like a father, he leads us. From the morning to the evening, till the sun rises again. Like
Jesus, he's going to lead you. Like a father, he's going to lead you.
He is the great I am.